time catches up with you. This recent warm weather has made some of us think it's earlier in the season than it is. We still have a couple of rose buds just opening in the garden, unusual for early November, and it delights me but has contributed to my losing track of time. For me, the last few weeks have been busy ones. There was the municipal election. Our councillor of 16 years was running for regional council. The task of reading the information about the 5 new hopefuls for our ward was time-consuming, as I like to know as much as possible about the candidates before making my selection. I took my research seriously, trying to stay up to date. Next came the Cambridge Centre for the Arts juried show. Pleasingly, a piece of my art was selected. It was the first time in 3 years this art show had been held, and it included some new young emerging artists along with some of the more seasoned ones. It was exciting to see so many people at the reception. My painting group, Studio 30, are hoping for the same turnout November 23rd. Between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. for their annual show. Please consider attending. Studio 30 has been part of the local arts scene for years, founded by the late artist Dorothy Watson, who held weekly sessions at 30 Cambridge Street, hence the name. Owing to its good reputation of showcasing local art, the name was kept once the group moved to the Center for the Arts. When we exhibit the work of our 20 members, this will be our first time since 2019. We look forward to seeing old and new visitors. It is always a busy time getting new work finished, framed, and ready to show. Then we had Halloween, another event that was previously cancelled by the pandemic. Many young children had never been exposed to the experience and were eager to join the throngs of children participating. Living in a townhouse complex of 62 houses makes it a safe and convenient area for parents to bring their young kids. They walk around the streets of a traffic-free complex with houses close together, where at least half the homes happily welcome little goblins. Many costumes were thoughtfully put together. A wide variety of carved pumpkins and decorations welcomed happy children and smiling parents. We had just under 100 visitors, and by 7:30 p.m. all our goodies had gone. We were hoping for a few leftovers, but no such luck this year. Now today, Friday, November 4, is my traditional get-together with 3 friends to make Christmas puddings. Every year I used to make this traditional pudding, passed on by the matriarchal line of my family. The first year after my late husband Stuart had died, I hated the thought of making it by myself, and so invited friends for whom we had usually gifted one to join me and learn how to make them. We had such fun that now for over a decade it has become a tradition. During the pandemic, we cut down our numbers from 8 participants to just 4, all vaccinated, masked, and trying to keep apart. We still made the puddings. We blend, chop, cut, squeeze, mix, stir, and steam, beginning with 10 pounds of dried fruit that has been soaked in brandy for a couple of days. Once the puddings are ready to put into basins, we break for lunch, have quiche, wine, dessert, and it's a friendly and fun day, usually accompanied by lots of laughter. Last year I wrote my column about this tradition and offered to mail the recipe for anyone interested in to email me, and I would send it. Much to my surprise, 88 requests came in. Many sent follow-up notes and photos of their puddings. This morning, when I woke, thinking about getting everything organized and ready for the pudding cook-off, wondering if I had time to read the page-turning book I am currently absorbed by, I suddenly recalled that the copy for my column deadline was noon today. Usually that's completed several days beforehand. Yikes, time has gone so fast I had lost track. I know as I age that I am not as fast or efficient as when younger, but I don't think it's just that. The warm sunny weather has helped me lose track, so I'd better get it together and realize how fast time is passing. Christmas will be here before I know it, so the book will have to wait for another day.